everybody! This is Offhand with Steven and Lydia.
I'm Steven.
And I'm Lydia. Welcome back. We are glad you're here.
What? I just had a really, really funny thought.
See, what did I do? What did I do that was so funny?
It was the way you were doing it. I could just, like, picture you at a fair. Step right up, step right up. You look like you are in the mood to win a prize today.
Yes. Yeah, but they don't even have to do anything for this prize. Today's prize is Uncle Chris.
Oh, thank
Welcome.
You very much.
It is Learn a Hymn with Uncle Chris. Step right up, you're gonna learn a hymn.
And I'm so excited to tell you about this song. Actually, I am really excited to tell you about this song. Now, if you listen,
well, we're really excited to hear it.
Good,
we know it, right?
Yeah.
If you listen to other podcasts that you
have
me come on. Different songs, and this is the cool thing about songs. Songs can be so different, so you can feel lots of different things. Some songs are slow, some songs are fast, some songs are quiet, some songs are loud, some songs are happy, some songs are sad, some you think about quietly and like slowly, and some like you just sing them really fast and fun.
Uh-huh.
A few weeks ago, somebody asked me, what is your favorite hymn?
Oh.
Now remember, a hymn is it's just another word for song, and usually we use that word when we're talking about songs of the church or songs about God, about Jesus. And I
don't know if I could pick one.
Well, that's what I said. That's what I said. I don't know if I can pick one. I love so many, but I did think about it, and I thought, you know, I wouldn't say that any one is my favorite because, remember what we just said?
They're all so different.
Yeah.
Right. And sometimes I feel different things.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I pick the songs according to how I'm feeling. Or remember, hymns are about God. And God is so vast in all the different things he is. So maybe we sing about one part about him, and another time we sing about another part.
Maybe different things you want to think about him.
Right. Different things
say
you want
about him.
Right. Yes. But I do find that a lot of the time I will pick this song just because I love it so much. It is one of the happiest hymns
ever. Step right up, step right up.
Here, one of the happiest hymns.
And people still love to sing it even though it is over 100 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. In fact, sometimes when I come on and I teach a hymn to you, it's one that's new to you, which is great. It's good to learn new things.
Yeah.
But I know that you guys know this one already.
Ooh, we know this one.
In fact, Lydia, you and I have played a piano duet of this one before.
Oh, yeah. I do really like this hymn.
So, the guy who wrote this song, I'll do it in this order. I'll talk about the guy first.
Okay.
He had kind of a fun name. His name was Halder.
I've never heard of that name before.
Well, he was not born in the United States.
Oh,
he was born in Norway. So his name was Halder Lillenes.
I like that name.
And when he was quite young, he came to the United States. And when he grew up, he got married. And he loved to write music. And he loved to preach about God's word. And he wanted, eventually, he had his own publishing company that published a lot of music.
Oh, fancy.
Publishing company. You still will see it on some old books. Although he sold the company before he died, he still stayed involved with it. Anyway, he and his wife, when they got married, they had their little house, I think it was their very first home, in 1917.
Ooh.
And he needed an instrument because he was a musician. He had to have some instrument, but they barely had any money.
You know what that feels like, huh?
What, to barely have any money or need
no,
an instrument?
No, needing an instrument.
Yes, yes, I need to have an instrument. I really do kind of does feel pretty much like a need because it's one of the things that God has given me to do.
It's special to you.
Yeah. So they couldn't afford a piano. But they found someone who sold them a little wheezy organ. That's what he called it. He called it a little wheezy organ.
That sounds terrible.
He bought it for $5.
Wow.
Oh. Now, $5 doesn't sound like much.
No. But back then it probably was.
Well, it still wasn't a whole lot for an instrument like that, but it would have been, today it would have been in the neighborhood of $120 or $130.
Ooh.
And that's what he used to write a bunch of songs
for a
while, including this song. And when he wrote it, he didn't have his own publishing company yet, so he sold it for $5.
Oh, he paid for his organ.
Yeah, paid for his organ. Yeah, and the song, here we go. Oh, I'm so excited. Step right up and learn Wonderful Grace of Jesus.
Oh, I love good this one.
This one is so much fun to sing. It's so much fun to hear with instruments playing, which we don't have today, but that's okay. It's fun to sing with big groups of people.
We have our voice instruments. Yeah.
And I will sing the first verse and the chorus for you, okay? It goes like this. Wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all my sin. How shall my tongue describe it? Where shall its praise begin? Taking away my burden, setting my spirit free, for the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful, the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea. Wonderful grace, all sufficient for me. Broader than the scope of my transgressions, greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise his name.
Woo!
Isn't that fun?
Yes! I love that song.
It's such a great song. It's a song that's just bursting with excitement.
I really do feel like I'm at the fair.
Jesus. There are other songs about God's grace that are really slow and quiet to make you think about it in a different way. Things like Wonderful Grace of Our Loving Lord, or the song Grace, Grace, God's Grace. Actually, is that the same song? Different part of it.
You know, all those songs.
Songs about grace. And because God's grace is wonderful in so many ways. But Halder Lillinus wrote this one because you can just feel. He just bursting. I can hardly tell you. I'm so excited. You're not going to believe it. It's greater than all my sin. How am I going to describe it? Where do I even start? It took away the burden of my sin. It set my spirit free. Here's another verse. Ready? Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, when we get to the chorus.
Yeah.
Let's.
Are you going to let us sing with you?
Yes. Now, this song is fun because if you look at the music, it's got other little side parts on the side. And so you get to sing kind of different. You can pick a different part to sing with different, slightly different words at the same time. It's a fun song.
Yeah.
All right, here's the second verse. Wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching to all the lost. By it I have been pardoned, saved to the uttermost. Chains have been torn asunder, giving me liberty, for the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful, the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea. Higher than the mountains, sparkling like a fountain, all sufficient grace for even me. Broader than the scope of my transgressions, sing it greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise his name. I get so big and high at the end. I can remember leading this song in front of big groups of people and directing it, which helps people know how fast to sing it or how slow to sing it.
Yeah,
and we would do it where you get toward the end, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise. And we just hold it for a long time because it's so big. And sometimes people would sing the other parts like a great big choir. Very exciting. Here's one last verse, and it talks about how God's grace is so powerful. It transforms us into what we were, separated from God by our sin, but making us his own child. He adopts us into his family. It purchases peace. It buys for us peace. It buys for us a place in heaven for all eternity. Here we go. Wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching the most defiled, by its transforming power, making him God's dear child, purchasing peace and heaven for all eternity, for the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Here we go.
Wonderful, the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea, higher than the mountains, sparkling like a fountain, all sufficient grace for even me. Broader than the scope of my transgression, sing it. Greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus. Praise his name.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
Exciting.
I think sometimes when I sing that song, oh, I hope that singing to Jesus in heaven is something like that.
Just so exciting.
I'm sure
you
it's
don't
want to
stop.
Yeah, I bet it will be.
I'm
that
sure
just
it's going to be so great.
Heart
I can't
so
even imagine.
Light and happy.
Yeah.
You want a verse of the day to go along with this?
Yo,
please.
Of course we do. Verse of the day, and this is God's own word. I mean, it's great that Halder Lillinus wrote down this song, and he had some great thoughts in there that he took from God's
Thank
word.
Thank you, Halder.
But let's hear it from God's word itself about God's grace. This is Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. And it says this: For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works.
Ooh. Wow.
Now, I know there were some big words in there, but you got the point, I hope, just from hearing the way I was reading it.
I did.
Zealous for good works means you are excited to serve Jesus. We
Let's
should
do
be.
It.
When we recognize and realize what Jesus did for us when he died on the cross to pay for our sin so that we didn't have to stay separated from God anymore, that should excite us to give our whole lives to him, to praise him and serve him by doing the things that he calls us and enables us to do, all possible through his grace, that undeserved gift.
For all people. I like
Anybody
that verse.
Anybody can accept
Salvation
Jesus.
For all people.
That's
yeah.
right. It's not for just one group of people or another group of person. Anybody can accept Jesus and his gift of salvation that he made possible. Oh, it's so great.
And then you can sing about his wonderful grace.
In
yes.
In fact, when you accept Jesus as your Savior, you can hardly help it. You don't even have to be what you would consider maybe a good singer.
Nope.
It doesn't matter to Jesus. He wants you to praise him with everything and anything you have and you are.
Just let the joy burst out of you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Uncle Chris.
Yes,
that is one of my favorite hymns, too. I love singing it, and I love to hear it be sung. Because it's exciting, and everybody's just getting in there, singing all those parts.
Well, we do have to sing another song.
We do.
One of our Puppet Podster's favorite songs.
That's true.
So we will
it's
just...
not a hymn, but it's fun to sing.
That's
well, this
right.
Is not a hymn.
Step right up, step right up. It's time to
we
do
have
jokes.
A song for you.
I love a good joke to give the funny bone a poke. Be it that my
joke, Lydia.
All right, I will. Thank you very much. Did you hear about the cheese factory that exploded in France?
Oh, no, no, I did not hear about this. What happened?
Well, there was nothing left but debris.
Tasty!
Do you like brie cheese, Uncle Chris?
I love a good joke. We'll laugh from here to Roanoke. Be it knock-knocks or riddles for grown-ups or kiddles. I love a good joke.
All right, tell us a joke, Steven.
Well, where is the warmest place to go if you're feeling cold in the room?
By the heater?
Well, a corner, because they're usually 90 degrees.
I get it.
I love a good joke.
Oh, it's warm there.
It's warm. 90 degrees is warm.
It's like summer.
All right, Puppet Podsters, there you are, a new hymn. Hopefully you enjoyed it. If you knew it already, maybe just enjoyed singing along with us.
Yeah.
If you didn't know it, maybe you learned a new hymn today. Thanks, Uncle Chris.
You're welcome.
For learning us another hymn. Yes, we always enjoy when you come for a visit with us.
Thank you.
It's been a few podcasts since
we've seen you. A little while.
We had so much to talk about.
Yep, we did.
If you would like to email us, our email address is StephenLydiaSing@yahoo.com. We could also get a little note to Uncle Chris if you wanted to.
That's right. We would love to do that.
Yeah. You can visit our website at ghhinc.org and find some little videos of some adventures with Stephen and Lydia that me and Stephen went on.
Yeah. Or maybe you're just like, you know what? I just really love Uncle Chris. I want to see and hear more of him, too. There are a piece of really good news videos with Uncle Chris there.
Yeah.
Check them out.
You see what he looks like.
All on the voice.
I don't know. What do you look like?
Yeah, maybe you've never seen him in the film. Maybe you've never been to see one of our God's Helping Hands programs.
Maybe you haven't.
So now you can see what we look like, what Uncle Chris looks like.
Yeah. Check out our schedule. Maybe you can come meet us in person.
That would be great.
So yeah, or enjoy another podcast. You can find those there too.
Yeah.
This has been Offhand with Stephen and Lydia, a production of God's Helping Hands.